Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayis. We're holding Maseches Elias, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. It says, Kol ha-chotzolos, tomatoes, tomemes. All mats, we'll see from the Rav, basically a mat made of some type of straw, netting, that type of thing, is tame, tame mes, meaning we'll see that it has all the requirements to mekabel tumas mes. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, that's what Rabbi Dosa said. Ba-chacham ha-midras, chacham add to that, that's also tame midras, that refers to it being fit as a bed or a chair, something you would sit or lay down on, therefore susceptible to tumah azov would give, or other tumas that are called tumah midras, the tumah of mishkav and moshav. Kol kliyos taharos, second halacha that they argue about, all braided work, woven work, basically network, netting, I guess, is tahor chutz mishel galgilon. Aside from something called galgilon, which basically means the type of braiding that was done with a belt, for a belt, and that's considered a begad. Rabbi Dosa says that. Rabbi Chacham said, "Kulam tameos are actually all tame. All networks, netting work is tame. Chutz mishel tzamarim. Aside from that, the wool makers make. We'll see what's going on here." Says the Rav, "Chotzos is machzalos. The full word really is like an abbreviated word. A chotzalos. It really means machzalos. It means mats. Asuyas migemi kiyotzos. It's made out of like a straw or something like that, or pieces of tree." The Eishlehem Safa Saviv, and this mat, there is a lip surrounding it. So there are tomatoes, tame mace, still a makabel tumas mace. Why? Shahari Yishlehem base kibul. Essentially, at least practically, there is a receptacle type of build to this thing. It has a lip around it that makes it a base kibul, a receptacle. Of a low tumas mishkav moshe, but not the tuma of, as I said, laying down, an item you lay down or an item you sit on. If you shein ruis shkiva v'lo lishiva, it's not fitting to be laid down upon or sat on. You could, in theory, lay down on this mat. Therefore, Chacham say it's fitting for that, and it's Tamei Midras. Next halacha, a klios, chutin ma'isei avos. That means a netting work, right? Strands that are made into a netting work. They're taharas. She'ena chashuvim ari. That's not called weaving, just the fact that they have these open spaces like a network. Ve'ein zeh beged. Therefore, it's not a beged, so it's not makabalan type of tumah that you need to be a beged for. Chutz mishel galgilon, except for galgilon. What's that? Hakaliyos shel avnet. Those are the types of network that is made into a belt, shechogimbo, that one belt around himself, shebeged uchashev. That's called a beged. Therefore, it is makabel tumah, despite being a type of network. Kulam tameo, sechom disagree and say it's all tameh. The kulam chashuv and beged, they're all called a beged. Chutz mishel galgilon, sheosim mochiat semer, aside from the type of braiding or network that's made by those who sell wool, like shorba agudah shel semer. They just make a certain tie, certain network to tie together the wool. Yeah, so that certainly, even Chachamim are saying over here, that's not going to be Tameh, that's not a beged, certainly. Here's the next Mishnah. Mishnah, hey, ha-kela shebeis kibul shla arua. The kela means a slingshot. Now, it might not be like we're thinking a slingshot where you pull back like a rubber thing in between two sticks and sling. It's probably more like you whirled around this thing, like David HaMelech essentially had, built up some momentum, and then let it fly. You put a rock or a stone in a little round end of it, and just let it go with some force there. So that type of slingshot. Use it to throw a rock in any event. So if you have a kela and the base kibble of it, its receptacle part where you put the stone is a rug, is woven, then it's tamea. If it's a kli, it's mekabel tumas kelim. Michelle or, but if it's made out of leather or skin, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinah metahir. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinah says it's tahor. Not considered kli. Chacham considered the same thing, and it's mekabel tumah. Nisak beis etzba shelo. If in this slingshot, the base etzba, which is where you put your finger to be able to control it, if that part breaks, then tahara. That's already not a kli. That's a necessary part of this instrument. Beis hapikia shelo. But if what breaks is where, we'll see where you kind of grab on when you're whirling around this slingshot. It's a place to grab your other. Your other hand, or you give it some more control. So if that breaks, that is not considered essential, and therefore tameya, it's still a good kli and tamei. So says the Rav Mishnah, hey, kela shezorkim ha'avanim, it's something used to throw stones. Kamadat amar, like it said in Shoftim, kolei abba evin, says it's throwing with a stone. And then this one, davar melech shmo aleph, he kolena besoch kafa kela, right? He would put inside the cup, really the receptacle part of this slingshot. Base kibul shalo, hamakom shemasim bo ha'evin. That's the place where you put the stone. Shirotim la'shlich, he wants to throw. So that we have the machlokis, if it's made out of ore, made out of skin, is it tamei or tahor? Then the next part of the mission was base etzbashala, the place you put your finger. In the neck of cotton, it's like a small hole. Shemachnisaboa etzba, you put your finger into it. So that, if it broke, we said it's tahor, it's a necessary part of the instrument. But base apkia, which is habes yad, that's the handle, or maybe more better, it's like a sleeve. Sheoches bo, that you hold onto it. Kishimisavev hakela, when you're whirling around this slingshot, ba'avir, in the air. And then you want to throw the stone. So that part is not considered totally necessary for the use of this. And thereby, that would be still tame, still a kli without it. Says Mishnah Vav, we'll do three today. Hashivuyo echeles v'trumam. A captured woman is still able to eat in truma, meaning to say she's a kohen, a wife of a kohen, and therefore would have the right to eat truma, being that she's married to a kohen. And there is concern that maybe under captivity she was violated by the captors, and thereby perhaps it would make her unfit to be further married to this kohen man, and thereby obviously she would lose her right to eat truma. So our mission is in Mechadesh that no, we'll see why, but she is still able to eat truma. Diva Rebbe Yudosa, that's the opinion of Rebbe Yudosa. V'achacham Rami Chacham say no, yeshvui ocheles, there's a type of captured woman that would eat truma still. V'yeshvui she'en ocheles, and there is a captured woman that will not be able to eat anymore. Ketzad, how is that so? Ha'isha she'amra, if a woman came to us and said, Nishbesi, I was taken captive. U'taharani, but I'm still tahar, they didn't defile me. Ocheles, she can still eat truma. Sha'apesha osar ha'apesha hitu, is the famous concept, that the mouth that ostered, meaning she told us the fact that she was captured, any idea of prohibition came from her to begin with, that is the same mouth that is being mutter. That's the same mouth that's saying, but don't worry, I'm still mutter. I wasn't defiled by these captors. So because she was the very source for the potential iser, she can also be the source for the fact that she's not oster and she's mutter. What if the fact of her captivity did not come from her? It came from witnesses. Witnesses came and say this woman was taken captive. He omers, and she says Taharani, but I'm still Tahar. Ain't no chalas, she can't eat anymore. We have to be concerned that she was defiled. And she wasn't the one here that introduced the potential Isser. And then therefore we could say Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter, because it wasn't Pesha Asar. It was Adim over here that made her Asar. And thereby, she doesn't have the ability to give herself a Hetter. So says the Rabbi over here, Hashavuya, Asia's coin, Shanish Base, means the wife of the coin that was taken captive. Ochalas Betruma, according to Rabbi Dosa, she can eat Truma. We do not worry that maybe the goyish captor was with her. But I saw a zona, and then for made her luckily considered a zona, a harlot, with puzzling in a trim, and then be puzzled for me in a trim. We're not worried about that, says Rabbi Dosa. The Chacham seem to base it on these facts. That why? If she was the one that asked herself, then she can master herself. The same way we are believing her when she says, I was taken captive. So too, we can believe her when she says, I'm Tahar. And thereby it follows with the last part of the Mishnah. And when we didn't believe her to begin with to say she was taken captive, we believed Aiden, we didn't give her any credibility. So thereby she's also not believed to say, we never gave her any credibility, to be able to believe the fact she says she's still Tahar. Thank you for listening. We'll continue.